Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Carolina Panthers ralphed Bryce Young. He has now been benched in Carolina. Is it a cautionary tale for the Pats, Keith?
So I look at it as just he's a bad quarterback on a horrible franchise, and I'm not going to run my franchise if I'm the Patriots based off of the failures somewhere else. Like, I think they should look at it as though Drake May, hopefully they took him third overall. They have more confidence in him than Bryce Young in Carolina. And he is, yes, he is another example of a high draft pick being bad. Guess what? There's also examples of high draft picks being good. So we can play this game. We've been doing it for months.
I like this game.
It's a fun game.
I like the game of shouting our examples and other people shouting them back.
I'm not opposed to that game. But it's like, Bryce Young's terrible. He shouldn't have played right away. CJ Stroud's great, and he should have played right away. So boom. Like, so last year's top two picks cancel each other out.
Yeah.
So like, you're Bryce Young, my CJ Stroud.
Anthony Richardson right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, let's see where that goes. So like, although, real bad on Sunday. But
yeah, he threw a few picks. He threw like, three picks in the game?
Yeah, I think he completed half
but
his passes.
Irregardless.
Yeah.
There are examples across the board of guys that have been thrown in there right away. And most of them, if you're drafted really high, unless there was some trade, you're probably going to a really bad team, a team that won very few games the year before. And then you are one of the reasons they're hoping to get out of it. Like, you are there to make the other guys around you better. That's still, to me, what the quarterback should be doing. It shouldn't be, well, wait till we get a really good left tackle, left guard, center, right tackle, right guard, two receivers, a tight end, and a running back. Then we'll put in the quarterback. That's crazy. Like that. Yes, that guy, the Brock Purdy in that situation, mm-hmm. would probably be in a really good spot. But that's not how the league works. It's impossible to get every position locked up before you play your quarterback. So, no, I personally don't look at it as, wow, Bryce, good thing they're not playing Drake May because Bryce Young's bad. Like, Bryce Young might just be bad.
Yeah, and that's Drake May might be bad.
Maybe.
Like it's very possible Drake May just can't play and never had a shot, and it didn't matter if he sat for years, didn't matter if he played right away. And that tends to be my belief on Bryce Young. And here's what I would say for Carolina. They're going to get back in the game next year, and I don't think that's a bad place to be. Obviously, you wish they hit on the Bryce Young pick. Duh. And they shouldn't have been so aggressive in moving up. I think that's the real criticism of Carolina. They didn't sit and wait and take the quarterback that fell to them like the Patriots did with Drake May. They mortgaged their future to move up.
Right. They could have just had Caleb Williams the next year.
And kept DJ Moore.
No, I know Caleb, but the jury's still on Caleb Williams. And 100%. He hasn't looked great through 2 weeks, but I still like him. Like, I'm giving him a chance.
You can't be afraid to take the swing. And I would keep on taking the swing until you hit. That to me is the NFL right now.
I also don't think they should have benched Bryce Young. Now, well, look, I'm not in the locker room, as it were, Jones.
Well, but why? Because you think...
Because it's two games into year two. You have a lot of issues around you, and he is your franchise. He is your chance. The team's not going to win anyway.
Well, that's my argument to keep playing him is let's just...
Yeah, we're going
to
be bad.
Let's just lead the lambs to slaughter and get the number one pick. That would be my argument
because
for
it. Even though I'm sure he flashed way better, right? I'm not trying to compare the two. But go back to year two of Josh Allen. And if there was a game where he completed 40% of his passes and threw two picks, if they just like benched him, what would have happened? Right. Like, you never would have seen how he got better every season.
But at least with him, you did see flashes.
Yeah, there were flashes. Plus, he's just like overall, like he is a physical specimen as compared to Bryce Young, who is not. But I didn't like the pick. You know, we did a draft show last year. I think everybody on the show liked CJ Stroud over Bryce Young. But that ship has sailed. You have Bryce Young. Last year was a bad season, so bad in which you fired your coach after 1 year. Okay. Now you have a new coach.
He didn't even make it through
the year. No, good point. Yeah. He didn't even make the year. So now it's year two. He's played two games. the team, best case scenario, is going to win two games. Like, they're the worst team in the league. And now you bench him, so he sits and watches Andy Dalton, like one guy that there's zero future in. It's not like you're benching Drake May for Joe Milton. You're benching Bryce Young for Andy Dalton.
Yeah, so if you're just ready to move on, and it sounds like they are, then you bench him. You don't bench him to sit him for a few weeks and plug him in again in a month.
Ooh, the Tua Fitzpatrick thing.
He's done. Yeah. And look, I think Dalton will get more out of that offense because I liked, and shame on me, I was way off on this. I knew Carolina wouldn't be good, but I thought they would look better than a year ago. They might be worse. So I like the Dave Canales hire. That's an offensive guy, work with quarterbacks, got a lot in Tampa
Mayfield.
Bay out of Baker Mayfield,
yeah.
Got a lot in Seattle out of Geno Smith.
Right.
So I like that hire. I thought it made a lot of sense to try to fix Bryce Young. They signed offensive linemen, which we wanted the Patriots to do here, this offensive lineman. I think they this offseason, rather. They signed guards, I think, not tackles, but they signed two guards in free agency. They made a trade for Diontae Johnson, which I thought was a really good move.
Yeah.
They drafted a wide receiver, Xavier Leggett, before the Patriots took Jalen Polk.
Mm.
So I thought they went out and did some things to support their young quarterback, and it didn't work. If Dalton can play, you're going to see, to me, it wasn't just about the situation and no quarterback could thrive there. That's going to prove that he couldn't play.
But my guess, too, like just for being so far away from it, so it's just a guess, is that Bryce Young isn't well liked by his teammates. Like,
yeah.
It's not, I think it's both. Like, he's a bad player, but I don't think they respect him. And then therefore the coach kind of is forced into making this decision. Whereas everything you know about Jacoby Brissett, and I know it's apples to oranges because he's the veteran, he's not the rookie, but like, that's not going to happen with Brissett. Like, Brissett's going to lose the job, maybe due to injury, as Curran suggests, maybe due to performance, and Van Pelt and Mayo make that decision. He's not going to lose the locker room. Like, that's not going to happen with Brissett. But it seems like Bryce Young, that might be the main reason why he's out of a job. Otherwise, just as a franchise, you need to see this thing through. Like, you wore it last year. This year, you're going to be bad again. But to give up after 2 weeks, because it's funny, we got a text. We were talking about the worst number one picks ever, and he's in that short list.
Oh,
with Jamarcus Russell.
Did we settle? Did we decide he is the worst? I think he is the worst.
I would say he's the worst.
Worse than Russell.
I would say Russell is
worse than Tim Couch.
Two. Yep.
Worse than David Carr.
Yep.
Number one pick. Now, again,
number one overall.
Earlier, Ryan Leaf and things like, no, number one picks.
Well, it's funny. While we were having that discussion, somebody texted or tweeted in. They're like, well, you can't give up on, or you can't call a guy a bust until 2 years. And I was like, well, tell Carolina that. Like, Carolina's the one that took him and then benched him.
Yeah.
So, like, I get what you're saying. Like, there's always a chance the guy bounces back or the guy, like, I don't think so with him.
Me neither.
Now, like, if you could take Bryce Young or Trey Lance, who would you take?
I think Lance. I wouldn't feel good about it, but I think Lance.
I think they're probably both busts.
At least he
can scoot a little bit.
Correct. At least I've seen a tangible skill in Trey Lance where he can run.
Yeah, no, I don't see anything in Bryce
Young. He threw five picks in a preseason game.
But 300 yards.
But 300 yards. And
he had command of the offense.
He definitely can run. He absolutely can run in the NFL.
Yeah.
Now, he might not be able to throw.
Just terrible.
He might not be good, but which one would I take? Lance.
Well, and some of the worst picks, those are two of the worst picks ever because of what they had to do to get up there.
Yeah, it was the draft capital, yeah.
Trading up for Trey Lance when you're a quarterback-proof franchise is insane.
Yeah.
And then trading up for Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud's also
insane. So maybe that's one I need to back off of, that you can't overpay for a stud quarterback. Well, I do feel that way. You can't overpay.
If it's a stud, you can't.
Well, right, but you also can really set yourself back by taking a shot on a guy who can't play.
Well,
to me,
you're putting your job on the line. Like, if you're the GM, now, the thing with John Lynch is every other move he's made is so good that he can withstand a Trey Lance one. But in Carolina, like, that's a fireable offense.
Right.
Trading DJ Moore, two ones and two twos for Bryce Young.
And those are moves way, way high into the draft. I mean, the Chiefs move way up for Mahomes from, like, 20-something to 10.
Yep.
That
one worked for him.
It did. I mean, the Deshaun Watson one in Houston worked for a while as well. They move way up the board.
He's a bad guy.
The Bills, play anymore.
Bad guy.
But that worked for a time.
Yeah, it did.
The Bills moving up for Josh Allen worked.
Yeah.
Now, but that, again, that wasn't moving up to one in the case of Bryce Young or three in the case of Trey Lance.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I still never understand the Niners moving up, only because that seems like a place where it's not the most important thing. But like, oddly enough, this is a side topic, but Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay both seem to be guys that could take almost any quarterback and have success, and yet they both felt the need to make big trades for a better quarterback.
It's interesting,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what that really means, but that's what it is.
Like, oh,
so
like, even though it's an interesting observation, no matter what, no, I don't know what
I said. It was interesting.
But it's interesting.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, that's so, all I said. I didn't do anything. I didn't oversell it.
Yeah, mull on that. For, chew on that for a little bit.
Yeah,
talk about that at your work lunch.
Food for thought.
Yeah, right.
What that is. Mull that over.
Boom. That's a segment right there.
Food for thought.
Food for thought. We do it every day around lunchtime, and it's just there's no real grand statement.
I think another radio show tried that.
Oh, really?
I don't think it went so well.
Oh.
Yeah. Food for thought. We can bring it back, though.
I never heard of it.
We can bounce it.
Should I have known about this?
I don't know.
No. Did somebody else do it?
I think...
I don't know. If Jones said they did, they probably did.
Oh, Nick and Lanny. I'm like, was it the show that was on before us?
Oh, no.
I was like, that'd be real bad. Like, of course I heard it. No, I didn't miss it.
Nice.
Or it could be, and we don't know about it. I don't know.
Yeah, right?
True.
But anyway, there's something there.
Yeah.
It's a fun fact of sorts. Maybe Fun Fact Friday, where I fire off a bunch of fun facts on Fridays.
Fun Fact Friday.
Not bad.
Is that not just Keys?
I was going to say it sounds a little like Keys. Keys,
well,
whatever. People like that.
Separate. We pull them
what
apart.
What are you going to jingle around?
Space them out a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Your damn business, lady.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.